This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi today on this first weekend of the month. We have a giant show in store for you this week. My first guest is a music legend. I tell you, she was something back in the 50s and 60s, still performing today. Connie Francis is going to be joining us. Academy Award nominee Elliot Gould will be here. We'll be talking to the president of the National Association of Insurance Commissioners, Raymond Farmer, telling you how to prepare your home for insurance reasons during this hurricane season. Comedian Tom Arnold will be joining us from Chicago Fire. Miranda Ray Mayo and Kara Kilmer. We have trumpet player Chris Bode. And then we have reached a new low on the show. We're going to be talking about peanut butter. Yes, you heard me right. With Chelsea Foy. And that's all coming up the first hour of Ron Segi today. And the second hour, coming back with our first guest, will be Connie Francis.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I have a compromised immune system, so I've been taking the 3 veggie and 3 fruit for 2 years, and I have not gotten sick. It's unbelievable. I feel like a normal person. I'm not tired. I don't wake up tired. And it's just amazing to me that there's such a difference.
I don't get sick. Everybody around me got the flu this year. My wife had it. My grandkids got it. And I haven't gotten sick at all. My energy level is better. Body aches and pains, I just don't really have them anymore. The pills are incredible, and they're doing me a world of good. So thank you very much for that.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Rates, policy points, and availability vary by state.
My goodness, what a voice. I love it. Welcome back. It's Ron Segi today, and we have with us right now one of the sweethearts of all time. Music, of course, has been part of my life forever, and that means that this young lady has actually had so much influence on my life as millions of people around the world. Joining us right now, the lovely, talented Connie Francis.
Hi, Ron. How are you?
I'm so delighted to have you here. You know, we've been doing the show with some 18, 19,000 guests, and a lot of really, really well-known people. But this is a real treat because I'm a singer, too.
Are you?
And I do, like, some of your songs are unbelievable. I don't know if you're
not where the boys are.
No. Not that. That's the only one. Boy, I tell you, you got me on that one there. I do it sometimes when I'm by myself. I just don't want to. But you have influenced so many people's lives with your music, and it's amazing. And as you look back, can you even fathom the impact that you had? Because a lot of times when you're going through this, you don't realize the impact you're having.
No, you don't. You don't realize it. Actually, you don't realize it when it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's happening, it's such a whirlwind existence that you have to sit back and say, I look at my chronology, you know, from year to year, and I say, oh my God, did I actually do all those things, and where did I find the energy?
Mm-hmm. And you still are going strong.
Yeah.
I mean, you were in Orlando not too long ago. You're performing here. Can you believe that?
Hard to believe. And we're just getting started, Ron. We're just getting started.
Well, that's good news. And you look great. I look like Gabby Hayes.
Oh,
but you look like
you
look like terrific.
Thank
you know.
You. Thank
back in 1960, there was maybe 10, 12,000 students that would come down to Fort Lauderdale until that movie came out. Then it went to like 100,000 people.
I remember when Joe Pasternak, the producer, came to see me in my office, and he said he wanted me to do the title song and do the movie. And we came down to Fort Lauderdale the day after our meeting, and I looked around and I said, oh, this place is a morgue. I said, you lied to me. You told me there were boys growing on palm trees, and I can't even find one. He said, that's because it's off-season, Connelly. He said, when the movie comes out, there are going to be at least 13,000 kids down here. Well, they were close to 100,000 kids.
Oh, wow.
It was amazing.
It really was. And you changed the whole generation. At that time, Elvis was known as the king. You were known as the queen. I mean,
that's a pretty good combination.
That's a great combination. Connie, you've been very blunt in some of the downtimes that you've had. And I tell you a memorable moment that I have in my mind. Some years back, our mutual good friend, the late Dick Clark, had a show that was kind of going to replicate like the Tonight Show.
Wednesday Night Live, you're talking about.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
And you came on and knocked him dead.
Yeah, I remember that. So, actually, you know, everybody knows the fact that in 1974 I was raped, and it was garnered national headlines. And this was in 74, and the show that Dick did was in 1977 in November. It was 3 years later, and I wasn't about to do any television shows. In fact, I didn't even do an interview for 7 years. And Dick called me every day and called me and called me until finally he said, you've got to do this show. And it was one of those rare moments in television history. That comeback performance.
Well, what I remember distinctly about it is that when you were done and they went back to him for the break, he was crying.
I know. Dick couldn't even speak.
He couldn't speak. He just said, go to the break.
I know.
I'll never
Karen, Miss Sunshine.
Yeah.
Karen
oh, yeah.
Clark.
She should be like, they should have a cartoon about her.
Absolutely.
You know, she's like too good to be true.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Connie, when you look back at all those songs that you did, and I love the story about the fact that they retired the American Bandstand Award year after year after year because you won it so many years, 5 years in a row.
Right.
They just retired the number.
Well, actually, the show went off the air.
Well, that's a good way to do it. You shouldn't say that. Just let them figure that they retired it. It went off the air because you weren't going back on there anymore. I know you've had a lot of input to the songs you should do. Songwriters like Neil Sedaka brought a lot of great material to you. But your father always wanted you to do the Italian songs. Your rendition, the English version of Mama, is a killer, I want to tell you.
Thank you.
There's no Italian guy on the face of this earth that could listen to that song and not cry.
Or fall in love. Yeah. I sort of, every Sunday morning when the Mama was making gravy and meatballs and they're playing an Italian album and Mama came on, that was it. And I've had so many Italian fellows that tell me that the mothers would say, why can't you bring home a girl like Johnny Francis? It was so good.
Well, it's true. It is absolutely true. And I'll give you a prime example of this, right? My father, who I lost in 1968, was of that generation where turn down that rock and roll, put on a good Sinatra album, except Connie Francis. Now, he had this little stereo that he would get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, shave, go to work as a home improvement salesman. And at 6:30 in the morning, if you lived in this house, all you heard was your voice. I didn't know that there was anyone else in the house other than Connie Francis.
It was mandatory.
It was mandatory, right? And God forbid somebody try and change that record. But he always said, if I had a daughter, he had three sons, if I had a daughter, I want it to be just like you, Connie Francis.
You.
He was in love with you, as we all are. And I look at the camaraderie and everything that you instilled when you just walk down the hallway. I mean, it's like time has never lapsed.
I love people, Ron, and I'm blessed, and I'm very, very grateful.
What did it feel like for the years that you didn't perform? You had some health problems where you couldn't sing.
Right,
you,
for 4 years
yeah.
I couldn't sing. Seven years, I felt like a non-person. My voice was my identity. And when I lost my voice, I felt as if I had lost myself. And they were terrible years. But when my brother was murdered in 81, mm-hmm. I couldn't wallow in self-pity anymore. And I went back to work, and I became very much involved with victims of crime. violent victims of violent crime, became very much involved with the Reagan administration.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
Violent crime. And that was really what got me out of that deep depression and that isolation was my brother's death.
Yeah, which was a terrible thing. I guess you realize at that point that it could be worse.
It could be worse.
For you.
And it's worse for zillions of people all over the world for one reason or another. Mm-hmm. I mean, right now I was just named spokesperson for Mental Health America's trauma campaign.
Oh, wow, that's right.
And I hope to be able to do for people suffering from mental illness what I do for crime victims. And there are lots of people suffering from depression. 16 million Americans suffered from depression. And then we have, in particular right now, all of our returning veterans who are suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. I was in Vietnam in 67. I toured Vietnam extensively. And I still get mail from veterans of Vietnam who are still suffering. And it's something that we really have to address ourselves to, because, Lord knows, the federal government has their hands full.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a backlog of a million cases of veterans right now. And they have their hands full. So I hope I'll be able to do a little bit for the vets, too.
It's amazing, because you talk about depression. It really comes in a lot of different hidden fashions. My brother told me the other day, he said, I went to the doctor, and I told the doctor I was depressed. And the doctor says, what do I care? I'm depressed, too.
Right.
I told him you should go for a second opinion.
Yeah. Well, there's depression, and then there's the depression. You know, all of us go through some sort of form of mental illness at one point or another. But there are people, you know, you don't have to be in a war to suffer the effects of post-traumatic stress disorder. People do it every day in their lives, just struggling to come to grips with sometimes seemingly insurmountable problems.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with that. Connie, we're going to pause for a second. Our guest is Connie Francis, the legend. And she and I are going to come right back. I want to remind everybody to check out our website, which is ronsegi.com. That's ronsegi.com. And there's a whole bunch of other things that you can go through to see how the show started and everything else. Another year broadcasting nationwide from Orlando, Florida, all across the USA and around the world. We're going to pause for a second, but we're going to come back with another segment with Connie. Let's listen to her sing one of her hits right now.
The tears I cried for you could fill an ocean, but you don't care how many tears I cried. And though you only leave me out and hurt me, I couldn't bring myself to say goodbye. Cause everybody's done.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Where the Boys Are, starring Connie Francis, the title song you're listening to right now, sung by this legendary singer, and she's with us right now for another segment on the show, Connie Francis. Connie, when you look back at the work that you've done in the past, unbelievable for me.
Yeah, it does.
It really does. It's a little scary, in fact. When you look back on other works that you've done, do you ever think, if I had a chance to redo it, I could do it a little bit better because I have more experience? Or is that philosophy drive you crazy?
No, a little bit better, a lot better. I think that 50% of my albums were garbage.
No.
No, it's the truth. I mean, 50% of my albums I would like to throw away and forget that I ever recorded them. And I think that, like, I'll hear a song like Hold Me, Thrill Me, or songs like anything Harold Arlen wrote, or any of the Gershwin stuff. And I say, like, why didn't I record that song? I could have done songbooks by all of these great composers, because I had a contract that enabled me to record whatever I wanted to record. And I recorded junky stuff like fun songs for children, Connie and the Kids Next Door, The Twist, Let's Do the Twist. I mean, garbage stuff. And 50% of the stuff I'd throw away right now today if I could.
Really?
Oh, yeah, really.
There were commercial ventures that worked. So
well, some of them worked and some of them didn't work.
And did you pass up on a song?
Well, I think that I probably turned down more hits than I actually picked.
Give us an example of what you might have passed up on.
Okay. There was a columnist in New York who was a friend of mine. We had lunch one day, Ron, and he said to me, Connie, my son's been writing songs. And I said, please, I said, Bert, everybody's sons write songs. He said, no, he's really been writing some good stuff, Connie. I said, okay, have him come up to the office. So he came up to the office the next day. Bert's son came up with his partner. And I listened to song after song after, and I really wanted to find a song to record for his dad's sake.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't find anything. And after listening to a zillion songs, I said, well, fellas, I have to tell you, I have to be honest with you, too far out there for today's market, but keep trucking, you know, you'll do fine.
Let me guess, Connie, it wouldn't be Bert Bacharach and Hal David, would it?
Did I tell you?
Nobody explained it to you like that.
Yes.
Tennis Tierney Ford told me one time that he was presented a song, said it'll never work, and it was a little ditty called I Left My Heart in San Francisco.
Yeah, right. I'm telling you.
If you knew hits, you could be the richest person in the world.
Yeah, I could be in Vegas.
One of the things that I've often wondered when somebody's the full package like you are is what you would like better. Did you like acting better than singing?
I was never really an actress. Have you seen any of my movies? You can attest to that.
Maybe I look right past the beauty part.
Oh, no. As a matter of fact, I never went to any of the premieres of my movies.
Really?
They were an embarrassment to me. You know, I was never considering myself an actress. I just did it because I had to. You know, I had the contract that called for me to do movies.
Yeah,
I really didn't want to do them.
Yeah.
But, no, I've been a singer all my life. And that's all I can do. I mean, I can't cook. I can't swim. I can't drive. There's so many things I can't do that it's a good thing I could carry a tune.
Geez, you and I would make a great couple. We'd starve to death, but we would make a great couple. My wife tells me I would starve in a grocery store. I say, hey, you know, you do what you're supposed to do. I don't want this to be a touchy subject, but it's one that I firmly believe in, so I'm on your side on this. There's a beautiful institution on the shores of Lake Erie that we have done a lot of remote broadcasts from, and being a music guy myself, it's fun going there. But it just, for some reason, doesn't make sense to me why there are so many great artists that aren't included in that Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Well,
and
actually,
you're one of them.
Ron, I'm in good company because Sedaka isn't in there, and neither is Neil Diamond, and I think it speaks less for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame than it does for me.
Oh, God.
Jimmy Dean or James Dean, not the sausage guy. We're talking about this country group back in 1935 that are in this. It just doesn't seem right that the queen of contemporary music is not in it.
Well, you know, if you were asked the powers that be at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to come up with a logical reason for that, I think they'd be hard-pressed to come up with one. I can't.
I can't either.
I can't come up with it. I can't. But I think it's really very political.
It's very political, and we've had a great association with them over the years, but when I saw some of the inductees into the Hall of Fame, it just blew me away. I just couldn't understand it. Now, are you going to make a promise that you will never retire?
Oh, no, I will never retire, you know, unless I'm forced by ill health to retire. I can't ever see myself retiring. Because I spoke to Donald Trump's dad one day, Fred, and he would go into his office every day, 85, 90 years old, he'd be in his office every day, and I said, Fred, do you still do this? You don't need to do it. He said, well, to retire is to expire.
Yeah, I believe that.
I believe that, too.
You know, Milton Berle said one time, he said, what am I going to retire to? He says, every place I go, people recognize me, I might as well get paid for it.
Of course.
And I have to tell you something, okay, and I mean this sincerely. Now, you have done my show before, but I will tell you, in person, up close, you are marvelous. You look beautiful. You
thank
really
you,
do.
Thank
honestly,
you,
goodness,
thank you.
You look just like you did on that first album back in, well, back then.
You know, thank you.
You got some projects coming up?
Well, I'm going to finish my autobiography in the next couple of months.
This is the second one, right?
The second one, yeah. And this is going to be a lot better than the first one. It's going to be, there's a lot of levity and humor to this book.
Which I think you are very good at.
Yeah, a lot of inside stories. Not things that are harmful, but funny stories from people in the business. And I'm going to do that. I still want to continue to do concerts because that's what I love doing best. I want to really immerse myself in the area of mental health.
Oh, that's great. By the way, Connie, the song that I sing of yours is My Heart Has a Mind of Its Own. I can still picture the little girl that I liked when that song came out.
Right.
Fortunately enough, she left me and I met my wife, so that...
You made a good choice.
Well, thank you. She tells me the same thing. I always tell her we have to have something in common. This last November 3rd, we celebrated our 45th wedding anniversary. So you have to have like a common denominator. In this case, we both love me and it makes works out real well. It's a perfect combination. Connie, this has been a treat to sit next to someone who's accomplished so much, such a nice, fine lady, beautiful woman, the legacy that you have for a guy that's been in this business too long. This is quite a treat.
I love being here.
And we love having you here.
Thank you.
And you made Fort Lauderdale. I can see it now in the history books. Ponce de Leon, who found the Fountain
of Youth. Oh, the Fountain of Youth.
You founded Fort Lauderdale. Where the boys are.
Thank you. Thanks so much, Ron.
Our very special guest, the talented, the lovely, the legend of Connie Francis. Thank you, dear. And boy, to sit next to a legend here in our studio and talk to someone that's been in this business well over 50 years and still looking great and sounding even better is quite a thrill. Thanks, Connie.
Thank you, Ron. It was a really nice interview.
Mamma, solo per te la mia canzone va.
is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
During this time of marches over the death of George Floyd and inequality, Dr. Anthony Fauci spoke on MSNBC about things that minority populations need to be better protected against the coronavirus.
There's a much higher rate that give you a greater risk for serious disease among minority, particularly the African-American population. That's diabetes, that's blood pressure increases, hypertension, obesity. So what we need to do as a society immediately is to make sure that the resources to give them the best possible chance with identification, isolation, and contact tracing to prevent the spread within those populations.
Dr. Fauci also shared his concerns regarding the protesters not practicing, about the protesters not practicing proper social distancing or wearing masks. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Today, and joining us right now is an Academy Award nominee and a gentleman that's been in this business for a long, long time. He is quite the man to be reckoned with. He is what they call a real pro at his trade, and his trade has included over 100 films and a nomination for an Academy Award as well as a Golden Globe. He's going to be starring in a TV show on the Hallmark Channel that's going to be airing. Joining us right now is none other than Elliot Gould. Hi, Elliot. How are you?
I'm fine, Ron. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. Many years ago, you and I had met. You were doing a play here in Orlando with our dear friend Mary Hartley, and we had a chance to go back and chat a little bit. I'm sure you probably don't remember that.
Oh, Death Trap. Of course I do.
Death Trap, yeah.
I stayed at the hotel that had the ducks come out.
Yes, that's the Peabody Hotel.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, that's a great place, and it was a great show. You were excellent, as usual. You always are on stage.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you.
You know, I mentioned in the introduction, Elliot, that the Hallmark Channel really has come out of the mold, and I've said this for the last couple, 3 years, when it comes to doing stuff for television, because they use the finest actors and actresses, and they have like a movie quality to them, and this show that you're going to be part of called Uncorked follows in that same vein, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, it's a family show. It's got a wonderful cast, and I'm very privileged to be a part of it.
They have raised the bar when it comes to television movies because they use people like yourself, Ed Asner, the real gems of our industry, and they don't seem to, like, short sheet anything when it comes to production. It could go into a movie theater.
Well, I mean, there's a very high quality and high expectations, and the unit and the team is first rate. And JoBeth Williams, who's a great actress, she's playing opposite me, and as well as Julie Benz, who's a wonderful new actress, and I couldn't be more pleased to be participating in this.
Yeah, that's good company that you're in, and I'm sure they feel they're in good company with you. The show actually takes place at a California oak winery, of which you are one of the owners, right?
Yes, it's a family business. Our son, who's played by Scott Elrod, is a chef, and we are in wine country in Northern California, and our son meets this businesswoman that Julie Benz plays, and our son is a single father with a really charming young son who's a new actor named Gaitlin Griffith, who's terrific in the show, mm-hmm. and then it's a family situation about these young people getting together and starting a new family.
And you play the parents of that...
We're the grand folks.
Oh, the grand folks. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, we're the parents of Scott Elrod.
Yes.
Who's the leading man who has a relationship with Julie Benz in it. And Scott's character has a son. I would think that the audience would enjoy watching the story.
The character that Julie Benz plays is a character that is the CFO of a major corporation, and she's got to go, from what I understand, to go kind of seal a deal with your winery, but she takes a liking to you and your wife in the movie and the son, and she's just kind of smitten with the whole atmosphere, doesn't want to go back.
Well, that's true. She's a business person, and she's helps us with the winery because we're not really business people. We just grow grapes and make wine, so it's a very good combination.
Did you do it in California wine country?
We did.
You know, it always chuckles me, and I know that you've probably been exposed to this many times, where they'll fly you out to California and then set up a New York scene, or fly you to New York and set up a California scene. It's a lot easier just to go to where the action is.
Well, sometimes, it's economics.
Yes.
Sometimes it's more economical to work in other places and simulate someplace. But we actually worked in wine country.
That's terrific. In the introduction, Elliot, I mentioned just a tip of the iceberg of your credits over a remarkable career. And I'm talking about huge shows like MASH and Bob and Carol and Ted and Alice and Ocean's 11 and a nomination for Academy Award as a Golden Globe. Is there anything that has transpired in this remarkable career that you have not done that you like to do? Because
frankly, I can't think of anything.
Well, just like most of us, if not all of us, just to continue to live, to learn, and communicate, and to work. I've always was interested in functioning and performing as an older, and now hopefully much older person, and my great ambition was to be a great-great-grandfather. At the moment, I'm a grandfather.
Wow.
And I've learned to accept modesty. I'm a happy, healthy grandfather, and we'll see how the rest of this life and career unfolds.
Well, I tell you, Tim, that's a very positive aspect of it. I'm sure you look at a glass that's half full rather than half empty. Probably the difference between you and I always look at the lower side of the scale, but that's a great, great attitude to take. One of the things that really, I think, impresses a lot of people about Elliot Gould is the fact that no matter what role you play, Elliot, you always seem to be very convincing in it. In other words, you can go into a comedy, you can go into something that's very heavy. I mean, you hosted Saturday Night Live, what, 6 times?
That's correct.
Now, you know, that's a lot of levity there, yet you can turn around and do something very, very serious. And I think what really is the key to the admiration that people have for you is that in both instances, you're believable, which for an actor, I think, is the top of the line.
Well, I thank you. I mean, I think that life is vulnerable, and I think that, in general, an audience can identify with me and the characters that I play, and I believe there's nothing of value other than what we have to share.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one thing to share a goodness and accomplishment. It's another thing to share a problem, and that once people are willing and capable of communicating directly like this, we could see that no one of us can have a problem that one of us didn't have before.
Right. As a producer, do you find that actors and actresses have more a rapport with instructions from you because you know the art?
Oh, I don't do that. I have produced, but I mean, like when I was able to participate in Friends, the television series,
yes,
and play a father in that, and I did 22 segments, I would never impose myself or assume or presume that I know anything more than anyone else. So we all, the friends and I, got along just great. And I think that's a big lesson for any parent or any grown-up, you know, to do one's job and not to impose a history on the rest of the people.
I would assume, though, Elliot, that when somebody's acting across you, and when Friends started, you know, these people are seasoned actors now, but they weren't when it started, had to be a little intimidating being across from you. Because let's face it, you have paid your dues and paid them well.
Well, sometimes people will say to me, look at me and say, are you serious? And I can now say I don't have to be so serious any longer. I know I'm honest.
Well,
you know,
that's a trait that you should be commended for.
Well, I've worked very, very long and hard at it, and I won't take anything for granted. And as I said, I believe what's most valuable is what we have in common.
Well, that's a great attitude to take. It really is. Now, are you still on the board of directors of the Screen Actors Guild?
Yes, we had a board meeting last night.
Well, I must tell you that this has been a treat. You got to join us more often.
Well, great. Just tell your, this is direct. Let me know when you want to talk with me some more.
I would love to do that. And again, Uncorked will be on the Hallmark Channel, HD original movie, and our guest has been nominated for Academy Award as well as the Golden Globe, the terrific Elliot Gould. Elliot, thank you so much for joining us, and if you're down in this neck of the woods again as you were a few years back at the Bob Carr Theater, let us know, okay?
Thank you so much.
We'll go over the Peabody and have a little
roast duck.
There you go. Love it. Thanks, Elliot.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Elliot Gould has been our guest. Here's something I thought you might find interesting. Ranker, who lists everything according to rank, came out with a list of most annoying A-list actors and actresses. Now, they came up with 72 personalities after 63,000 votes. We'll run down the top 20. Number 20, Reese Witherspoon. 19, Will Ferrell. 18, Anne Hathaway. 17, Jim Carrey. 16, Sean Penn. 15, George Clooney. 14, Russell Crowe, how true. 13, Eva Longoria. 12, Renee Zellweger. Number 11, Charlie Sheen. 10, Gwyneth Paltrow. Number 9, Selena Gomez. Number 8, Tori Spelling. Number 7, Kristen Stewart. Number 6, Will Smith. Number 5, Shia LaBeouf. Number 4, Ben Stiller. Number 3, Adam Sandler. Number 2, Angelina Jolie. Number 1, most annoying actor,
Tom Cruise, according to Ranker. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. There's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Today, it was just the other day on the show, I was mentioning that here we are fighting this virus and hurricane season from June 1st through November 30th. And, of course, a lot of parts of the country have now been experiencing deadly tornadoes on top of this coronavirus in the last few weeks. So it's going to be a challenging summer. There's no question about it. There's up to 16 tropical storms and 4 major hurricanes that are a little bit more than usual that forecasters are going to predict. So we have with us the president of the National Association of Insurance Commissioners, which, by the way, is a nonprofit National Association of Insurance Commissioners. Joining us right now is Raymond Farmer. Hi, Raymond. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Ron, for having me.
I have to be honest with you. I think this is a very, very pertinent time to talk about what the subject on the table is, only because of the fact, every year is for that matter, but because of the devastation in the economics and the, you know, spacing between people and everything being closed. This is turning into a real catastrophe, if you will. And now with the storms coming up, how do you prepare homes for storms and natural disasters? Because no matter how much you prepare, there's always going to be, I assume, a percentage that aren't going to do well.
Well, Ron, you're correct. Forces of nature don't really care that we're going through a global pandemic.
Yeah.
Hurricanes, tornadoes, severe storms, they're going to come, pandemic or not. So it's our job to be as ready and prepared as possible. And so part of that, the first step is have a safety plan for you and your family. In the event of a hurricane, you'll have a few days' notice, so take that time to build an emergency kit, a go bag, food in addition to clothes, food, and water. Make sure you have your medicine, essentials you'll need to be away from the home for 3 to 5 days, but include in that list of items your contact information to your insurance agent, your insurance company, just in case you've got to start the claims process before you're able to return home. And to assist in that claims process, Ron, now's a great time to prepare a home inventory. Go through every room of the house, take photos, take videos, make it a family project. Document the items that we have in our homes. Just in case you have a catastrophic loss, it's up to us to prove to our insurance companies what the losses are. That would certainly take a lot of the anxiety out of the claims process in a catastrophic time.
People always think, I guess it's human nature, yeah, well, it can't happen to me, it'll happen to the next guy, and then it happens to them, and of course that's when they are totally unprepared. But let's talk about some misconceptions about insurance coverage. FEMA grants, homeowners insurance covering losses for a result of a flood. Where do we go with that? I mean, does FEMA really provide grants, or are insurance companies going to cover your loss as a result of a flood, even if you live in a flood zone?
Well, those are great questions. So after a natural disaster, state of emergency has been declared, FEMA comes in and they provide a lot of assistance. They do provide grants, some as high as $33,000, but the average after the storms that I've seen has been in the neighborhood of $4,000 or $5,000, and that may not cover all of your losses. For example, Ron, if you have 1 inch of water in your home, that could cost up to $25,000 to repair. So you should consider purchasing a flood insurance policy, and that's available through FEMA's National Flood Insurance Program, or you can contact your local insurance agent or the company whom you do business.
One of the things that is always confusing, if you live near the ocean or a lake or in a high-risk flood zone, you always have to take in consideration flood insurance. I live in Orlando. However, I live in one of the highest areas as far as elevation is concerned. Do I need to be concerned about that?
Well, that's an individual decision, but I'll tell you, 20% of the flood claims in this country come from areas that aren't designated as high-risk flood zones. So maybe not at your house, but on if it rains. In most houses, they could be in a flood zone. So I would consider making an informed decision to purchase flood insurance or not. It's an option that everybody should consider, because the worst thing that I've seen as insurance commissioner in the last 8 years of talking to those people, that after a flood, number one, they didn't expect it in their area, but number two, a great misconception is the peril of flood is not covered in your homeowner's insurance policy. Those are separate policies, but as I said, flood insurance is readily available through either the National Flood Insurance Program or contact your local insurance agent or company.
But down in Florida here, everybody's got a swimming pool for all intents and purposes. If that overflows and floods into your home, that's not included in flood insurance, right?
Generally not.
Okay. What about this tax-free catastrophic savings account? Tell us about that.
Well, in some states, those are available. That's just a great way to set aside dollars either all at once or you know, in varying amounts from time to time. But a catastrophe savings account can be used after a catastrophic event to pay for your deductible. It would even allow you to have a higher deductible, and, you know, your homeowners and wind policy would be less expensive that way. But it also covers items that insurance may not cover. So it's a great way to set aside some money in the event of a natural disaster.
Now, let's take, for example, car insurance. If I have flood insurance on my home, or don't, what happens if my car is flooded?
Comprehensive automobile insurance covers weather-related events like tornadoes and floods. It also covers losses from fire, theft, and even animal accidents. But, Ron, comprehensive auto insurance is an optional coverage, not to be confused or not to be part of your liability insurance coverage that you that the state requires for you to have to drive around on the state roads. It's an optional coverage, so look at your policy, read your policy, look at what's called the declarations page. That's that page that lists all of your coverages. That's a clear picture of what's covered and what's not. So it's up to us to understand, you know, what coverage we have. So the last thing you want after a loss is as a surprise with your insurance coverage or your insurance policy.
Great. Ways to protect your home that don't cost any money. What is that?
Well, go outside and look around. Tidy up your yard. You know, pick up the limbs. If you have a dead tree, now's a great time to take it out. In the event of a hurricane, bring in lawn furniture. Bring in the children's toys. You don't want those becoming flying debris in a 100-mile-an-hour wind. So just basically tidy up your space. You can also clean out your gutters and downspouts. So the heavy rains flow through your gutters and downspouts and not into the house.
Where can we go, Ray, for more information?
Well, the National Association of Insurance Commissioners has a great website at NAIC.org. It has a wealth of information about weather-related events. That website can give you additional great information.
Raymond, thanks for joining us. The president of the National Association of Insurance Commissioners, our guest has been Raymond Farmer. Raymond, thank you so much.
Thank you, Ron. You have a great day.
You too, my friend. Got to heed his advice because he knows what he's talking about. And, you know, waiting to the end is not the best time to get set for this thing. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big. Finest Known is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestknown.com.
Well, that's going to wrap up hour number one of Ron Sedgy today on this first weekend of the month. We have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests this first hour, and they include lovely Connie Francis, Academy Award nominee Elliot Gould, and Raymond Farmer from the National Association of Insurance Commissioners. Next hour, one funny guy, comedian Tom Arnold, will be joining us from Chicago Fire on NBC. We have Miranda Ray Mayo and Kara Kilmer. Later on in the hour, one of the great trumpet players of all time, Chris Bode, and then Chelsea Foy will be here talking about, yes, you're going to hear me right, peanut butter. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Sedgy today. We'll be right back.